Park. It is Oktoberfest, but it is also Brooklyn Cyclones versus the Hudson Valley Renegades. Game four of our six-game series coming up at the top of the hour, pitting Christian Scott against Josue Panikwal. Christian Scott, one of the top 30 prospects in the Mets organization, making his Maimonides Park debut. He made his high A debut last week in Wilmington and threw really, really well. On a pitch count, though, so maybe four, maybe five innings, and then the bullpen. And meanwhile, for Josue Panikwal, he was a guy that started at low A Tampa, pitched really well, and has struggled since he has been up with the high A Hudson Valley Renegades. Now, the story of tonight's game is that the Cyclones need to get back into the seesaw affair, trailing Hudson Valley now by a half game for first place in the North Division. And they're not alone. Brooklyn is with Aberdeen now, trailing Hudson Valley. So the Ironbirds have come storming up. Now, if they win the division, that is a mess and a half for everybody else, not just Hudson Valley, the Cyclones. Wilmington is affected if Aberdeen wins both halves. So it is what we, on both sides, don't want to see. But they are coming in nonetheless, so it makes these games all the more exciting. I'm Keith Ratt. That is Nick DeLuca. And, Nick, it is nervous time in the South Atlantic League, biting your nails time, but all in good fun as we make our way towards the playoffs.
Yeah, down the stretch they come, right? This is where the rubber meets the road for the Cyclones and the Renegades, and really for the first time in a little while, we talked about how big these games are, and you feel like you've got an opportunity to take advantage, but with the way that this season series has gone, doubtful that any team is coming away winning 5 of 6, sweeping the series. So you knew that despite the results of this series, there was still going to be an opportunity for each of these two teams to climb back no matter how it goes. But Aberdeen being in the mix is certainly a new wrinkle to the equation, and the Cyclones certainly do not want to fall into third place, and that could happen with a loss tonight. Would be a game and a half back of Hudson Valley, who was able to retake the division lead yesterday in impressive fashion. Hudson Valley is a team that has been up and down, boom or bust offensively, but they were boom yesterday. 11 runs on 16 hits, the most the Cyclones have given up all season long. They also matched a season high with 9 walks given up. So the most hits, the most walks, that's not a very good combination, and it led to 11 Hudson Valley runs in a game that wasn't all that close. Some big swings for the Renegades. The Cyclones have been doing their part offensively. This is a team that by now, you know, isn't going to tear the cover off the ball necessarily, but they have been able to maintain some of the offense, give themselves an opportunity against a tough Hudson Valley pitching staff, but the pitching on the Cyclone side hasn't necessarily held up their end of the bargain. So trying to turn that around tonight behind Christian Scott, who makes a really big start tonight. Cyclones and Renegades warming up down the right and left field lines, ready to do battle here on a Friday night, beautiful night in Brooklyn. Keyshawn Askew has impressed since coming up from Low A St. Lucie and has been an integral part of this Cyclones pitching staff that is trying to get back on track tonight. Had a chance to catch up with him ahead of a big one tonight. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Game 4 Friday from Coney Island. Brooklyn Cyclones looking to bounce back and even the series with Hudson Valley at 7 o'clock tonight. Nick DeLuca with Brooklyn pitcher Keyshawn Askew. Keyshawn, pitching staff has been really good in the month of August. How tough was it to see Hudson Valley have so much success yesterday?
Yeah, it was definitely a tough game to watch. I just felt like our guys, we were battling out there, but we kind of got behind a lot in counts, and it's kind of hard to fight your way back into it when you're getting behind and walking guys. And I think that's just the key. If we limit the walks, these guys won't really get into the ball game with our stuff and our staff. I trust our guys 100%, and I know they're going to go out there and dominate.
I've had a chance to throw a couple of times at high A. What's changed at this level for you?
I think it's just the selection. In low A, you can kind of get away with burying a slider low and they might swing at it. But here, I think guys have a little better eye, and they're looking for their specific pitch and that location. And I think with that, I just kind of need to hone in on hitting my spots here and setting guys up a little bit better. But it hasn't been too much of a big leap. The talent-wise, kind of the same for the most part. Just, I'd probably say it's a little smarter guys for sure.
Delivery is tough on lefties, hide the ball pretty well. How much do you focus on that, and where did it come from?
So I've kind of always been kind of throwing this way since I kind of started playing baseball. My dad didn't play baseball, so we were kind of just out there freelancing. I felt comfortable doing that, and coaches have not really tried to change it as far as I'm concerned. And as long as I've been playing, they've always told me great things, and just the mechanics are sound for the most part. It might be a little herky-jerky, but I think that kind of plays in my favor. Guys are seeing a lot of things coming, and all of a sudden the ball is coming out of my hands. So I think it's working for me so far. I'm not going to change it.
You get the call up from St. Lucie on August the 5th. What's that moment like when you hear you're moving out?
Yeah, I was definitely excited. It was actually my little brother's birthday. So I was on the phone with him right before Robbie, our manager, called me, and he was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm just chilling, you know, about to get some breakfast." And he's like, "Well, get your bags packed because you're going to Brooklyn. You're starting tomorrow." So for that, to hear that I was starting the next day, I kind of had to just hop up real quick, get my bags packed, and get my mind ready for the game. But I was just very excited to be heading on up. You know, everybody wants to get caught up and make it to the major league. So I'm just one step closer for sure.
Do you call your brother back? Who did you tell first?
I didn't even call my brother back. That's kind of messed up. I called my dad first because I know me and him had kind of been talking about it. And he was like, "Hey, you just got to stay patient and wait your turn. It's not your time yet." And so once I called him, and he was very ecstatic. He was real hyped. So I'm sure they're probably going to be trying to come out here and watch a game pretty soon.
you talked about the timeline a little bit. Well, what was that experience like, getting the call and then knowing that you got to lock in, you're starting in less than 24 hours?
That timeline was kind of surreal. I hopped on the flight. I think my flight was at 7, and it ended up getting delayed until 10, so we didn't take off until probably like 10:30. Got here around like 1, and I just, as soon as I got to the apartment, I went straight to sleep. I was like, I need to get some rest, got to get my mind right, and just get prepared. But outside of that, I feel like that's kind of big league, you know? You get that call, and you got to be ready for anything. So I think it was a good little learning lesson to get me prepared for the rest of the year or the rest of the season.
Mid-season MLB pipeline prospect rankings just came out. You're ranked at number 30 in the Mets system. What, if anything, does that mean to you?
I think it's just kind of a tell of what I've been able to show this year and show the guys on our team and the guys in our organization that I think I'm a very good pitcher and I can get guys out in any situations. And, of course, you know, we want to go higher. I don't really too much care about the prospect list, but I think it's a great honor for sure, and just trying to work my way up for sure.
Most of the time when you know you're starting, you're not taking a flight the day before.
Yeah.
So what does the pregame routine look like for you when you know you got to get into a groove?
So I'm waking up. First thing I'm doing is turning my speaker on for sure. Got to get the vibes right. Got to get the vibes going. Good vibes only. Grabbing some food. My usual pregame meal before I head to the field is pizza. I love pizza. It's my favorite food. I can honestly eat it every day. So definitely pizza and the music. And
what are we listening to?
We're listening to a lot of Young Thug, Gunna, a lot of Atlanta rappers. I'm from Atlanta, so those guys always get me going, always get me in the mood. So definitely that.
Keyshawn, I'll wrap it up on this one. If you can pinpoint one thing that you're working to improve by the end of the season, what is it?
Definitely my changeup command. I've been told that it's a very good pitch and need to get the usage up on it, and I'm trying to get more comfortable throwing it in games. And I feel like I'm making my way there step by step. Every outing I'm throwing it more, getting more success with it. So I feel like once I get super comfortable with that pitch, it's going to be very hard to handle for sure.
Keyshawn, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Cyclones pitcher Keyshawn Askew back with more on Cyclones pregame right after this. Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Our thanks to Keyshawn Askew, who is a character. Always awesome to get a chance to talk with him about everything from the stuff on the mound to the pregame routine. He was really an awesome guy, so thanks so much for him to join us. Brooklyn coming in tonight at 55-56, 25-20. On the second half, Hudson Valley with the half-game lead atop the North Division at 25-19, 57-53 on the full season. Cyclones looking to bounce back after the rough one last night. Had a lot on the line with the emergence of Aberdeen in the mix. In the North Division, know that Brooklyn, more so than most of the time, does not want to well, too far out of first place and get tangled up with Aberdeen in the middle of this division race. Before we get you over to Keith Ratt for lineups and first pitch, a look around the Mets minor league report from yesterday. Syracuse beat Charlotte 11-10. Mike Montgomery entered the game in the second inning, marked his first relief appearance after 17 starts this year, 4 2/3, 5 hits, 5 earned, a walk and 3 strikeouts. Dom Smith hit a 3-run homer in the fifth inning, his second in as many games, finished 3 for 4, 4 driven in, a walk, and 2 runs scored. Mark Vientos, 3 for 5, extended his hitting streak to 5 with his third multi-hit game in that span. Also hit a home run, drove in 3. And Daniel Palka, 3 for 4 with a homer, 3 RBI, registered his third consecutive multi-hit game. At Double-A, Binghamton took down Richmond 7-4. Jose Chacin earned the win in back-to-back appearances, moving to 2-8 with Binghamton. Went 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 4 strikeouts. Ronnie Mauricio ranked second in the Eastern League with 47 extra base hits this year. Had 2 more yesterday, a double and a homer, 3 driven in. Zach Ashford notched his 15th multi-hit game of the season with a single in the second and a double in the ninth. And Carlos Cortez tripled in the second inning. The Rumble Ponies are the 6th team in the Eastern League to record at least 20 triples this year. At low A, St. Lucie lost to Lakeland 7-4. Tyler Stewart made the second start of his pro career, first with St. Lucie, striking out 4 batters. Got 4 outs. Carlos Dominguez 1 for 4 with a homer, 2 RBIs. That came in the fourth inning. His Florida State League leading 20th home run of the season. At high A, the Cyclones looking to get back on track, and you feel like that starts with the pitching tonight, hoping that Christian Scott can set the tone. That was the issue yesterday. Cyclones just didn't really give themselves an opportunity to stay in the ballgame. Had a couple of good innings to close the gap, but Hudson Valley just kept on scoring. So the Cyclones trying to do better on the mound, and that'll start with Scott tonight after they allowed a season-high 16 hits and 11 on the scoreboard to Hudson Valley. Brooklyn looking for some better results. Get you over to Keith Ratt for lineups and first pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you, Nick. The lineups are tonight brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the Renegades, a half-game lead over Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Anthony Sigler leads off. He'll catch. Third baseman Tyler Hartman bats second. 3-4-5. T.J. Rumfield at first. Spencer Henson, the DH, hitting fourth. And center fielder Grant Richardson batting fifth. Shortstop Ben Cowles hits sixth. And the bottom trio, right fielder Aaron Polinsky hits seventh. Left fielder Kyle Battle makes his high A debut. He hits eighth. And second baseman Eduardo Torrealba bats ninth, with Josue Panacqual on the mound. Now for the Brooklyn Cyclones, who come in at 25-20, half game behind the 25-19 Hudson Valley Renegades. Matt Rudick leading off, he'll play left field. Center fielder Alex Ramirez bats behind him. Lefty J.T. Schwartz back over at first tonight. He's batting third. Cleanup man Jose Perosa is at second base. William Lugo at the hot corner batting fifth. Stanley Kinswager in right field batting sixth. Matt O'Neill, Jalen Palmer, and Shervin Newton round out the lineup. O'Neill catching, Palmer the DH, and Newton at short. Christian Scott on the mound tonight for the Cyclones on this Friday. You've made it to the weekend, and just one more break, and then you've made it to Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line, it is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Looking up Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with 2 down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game four of a six-game series against the first-place Hudson Valley Renegades, the high affiliate of the New York Yankees. And happy Friday indeed from Maimonides Park. On this August 19th, nice breezy night by the beach, about 79 degrees, setting up for another big game. I think we've said that about, let's see, where this is game 112, about 111 nights. But this one, we mean it. Cyclones trail by a half game for first place, which right now is Occupado. That is Hudson Valley in the top spot. But all of a sudden, you have the Aberdeen Ironbirds that have been beaten up on Asheville down in Maryland for the last couple days. And Aberdeen is now tied for second place with the Cyclones. So now entered another car into that race. Brooklyn, Aberdeen, Hudson Valley all split by a half game. Wilmington is 4.5 back. So really right now, it's about a three-dog race for that final playoff spot. So big night tonight for the Cyclones. They turn to one of their newest members. It is right-hander Christian Scott, who makes his Coney Island debut. Christian pitched last week at Wilmington. It was a really nice bang-up job against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Four scoreless, struck out a pair, didn't walk anybody. Three hits, really limited any kind of damage that happened. The only issue for Luis Rivera was said I had to take him out, reached his pitch count. Christian was drafted in the fifth round last year out of Florida. And so first year in pro ball, Mets are being very careful with him. Anthony Siglett, the switch hitter, leads off. Catcher batting lefty to start tonight against the right-hander. Christian's first pitch, slice foul to the left, and we're off and running. It's 7 o'clock. It's nothing and one. Siglett, 245, four homers, 21 RBIs. On base, better than 400 at 409. Scott's 0-1. Fastball just missed in at 94. One ball, one strike. So Christian is a top 30 prospect, number 28 in the new rankings. Previous rankings, number 25. So dropped a little bit, but hung in there. 1-1. Splitter strike on the outside corner. Strike two. The Mets loved his fastball slider. And he's working on a change. The Mets have said, you know what, just make it a split change. So he throws kind of a splitter. The righty's 1-2. Siglett fights it off foul, back and into the crowd. Saves the ball in two strikes. Christian from Parkland, Florida. Undrafted high school at Calvary Christian High School. Same school that produced Andrew Painter, number one Phillies prospect. 1-2. Caught on and missed. Siglett down on the soft stuff. And Scott strikes out his first man of the night. So Christian working with the veteran catcher Matt O'Neill. William Lugo's at the hot corner. The guy's up the middle. Sherman Newton at short. Jose Peroza at second. And JT Schwartz back over at first. Matt Rudick in left. Alex Ramirez in the deepest center field in New York City at 412 feet. And Stanley Consuegra in right. First pitch to the righty Tyler Hardman. Takes 96 up for ball one. Hardman to 259. He is homered big time in this series. One in each of the first two games. And a big one last night is 18th. 63 ribbies. 1-0. That pierces the outside corner. Strike at 95 miles an hour. Hardman homered late last night. Jason Dominguez did as well. Dominguez gets the night off. Christian's 1-1. Missed up and away with a fastball. It's ball two. And just to complete the slash line for Tyler Hardman, on base percentage at .332. Wind blowing in big time tonight, 2-1. Strike outside corner, 95. And it's two balls and two strikes. And really, we have not had a big wind presence this week. We usually do. Very quiet Tuesday, Wednesday, a little bit breezy last night. But tonight is true Coney Island wind coming in from right. One out, base is empty. Here comes the 2-2. And he missed up and away with 95. So Scott staying with the hard stuff. Three balls and two strikes. Open stance for Hardman. Rest the bat on his right shoulder. O'Neill sets up low and away. 3-2. Foul back. Put that fastball low and away at the knees. And it stays full. Renegades wear their road gray pants. Alternate tops on the road. The midnight blue. With Renegades written in white capital letters across the front of the jersey. Another payoff. Fouled back. That was the splitter. And it stays three balls and two strikes. The amazing Friday night jerseys tonight sported by the Cyclones. Regular white pants. But the 1986 Mets-esque jerseys tonight with orange and blue stripes down the sleeve. 3-2. Just missed outside with 95. So Christian Scott walks Tyler Hardman. But it was a good back-and-forth battle, and Hardman these days very tough to get out at all.
And it shows what's made Tyler Hardman such a tough out in this series. If it's not belting a home run or hitting something hard, it is battling, working good at-bats, spoiled a couple of tough pitches, and then gets on base.
One-on-one out top of the first. Here's T.J. Rumfield, big lefty. First one in for a strike. Nothing in one. Rumfield at .280. The on-base 102 points higher at .382. Three homers and 26 driven in. Open stance left side. Hardman's small lead. Scott's 0-1. Missed up and in. Rumfield backs out of the way. One ball, one strike. Clay Williams calling balls and strikes. His partner in crime dressed in black behind the mound. Joe Belanger. Scott pushes off the rubber. 1-1. And the soft splitter hits the outside corner for strike two. Scott tall and big. 6'4", 215 pounds. He is just 23 years old, so a bit of an older draft pick. Right in line with the age level that is high A, right around 22, 23 at this level. Long hold, 1-2. Broken back, grounded to first. Schwartz charges, fields, and runs back to first for the out. So Rumfield breaks his bat. Hardman survives, gets down to second. And with two outs and a runner in scoring position, cleanup hitter Spencer Henson strolls in.
I think that's as well as you can jam anyone as a pitcher. That was really impressive. The broken bat almost went through it. I mean, that's how softly that ball was hit. Really nice pitch by Christian Scott for the second out.
So now working on Henson. Peroza keeping the runner close. From the stretch, first pitch. Slider cut on and missed. Henson, big long cut. Hitting at .213, the on base at .313. Nine homers, 33 driven in. No score, top of the first. Runner at second base, two outs. Strike one pitch. Breaking ball, chop foul off third. No balls, two strikes. Christian was mostly a reliever at his time at Florida. Mets signed him for a good chunk of change, right at slot value, $350,000. And a prized arm in this organization. Runner goes, 0-2 pitch, missed outside, throw down to third. The tag is late. And Hartman slides in. O'Neill had a very strong throw to third, but he threw it to the outside of the bag. So Lugo had to go get it with the backhand and try to sweep it back across. And Hardman steals third with two outs. Which to your grandfather probably have his ears ringing, but that is the Renegades. They lead this league in stolen bases, and they don't care when they go. 1-2. Got him swinging. Slider down and away. So Scott works the scoreless top of the first in his Coney Island debut. And we're done with a half from Maimonides Park. Nothing for Hudson Valley. Brooklyn coming to bat when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Cyclones grab the sticks into the bottom of the first inning. Brook and Singh right-hander Josue Panacqual tonight. Christian Scott had a scoreless top of the first in his Maimonides Park debut. And now it's Matt Rudick, Alex Ramirez, and JT Schwartz. Cyclones have seen Panacqual a good chunk. Started the year with low A Tampa, threw seven starts, and has come up here. Eight starts and three relief appearances. A lot of those piggyback appearances have been against Brooklyn. Panacqual spins the first to Rudick. Lefty takes outside for ball one. Rudick at 232, three homers, 19 ribbies. On base climbing day by day up to 363. The righty's 1-0. Missed outside with 93 miles an hour. It's ball two. Panacqual, 20 years old, from Venezuela. Comes the 2-0. That missed down low. Kicked up some dirt. Ball three. Panacqual, when he was with Tampa, strikeout rate was 28%. FIP was 2.91. Walk rate was low. And now he's up here. He's struggling. 3-0. There's a strike. Strikeout rate cut in half, and the FIP has doubled. So not quite the same stud he was in Florida. 3-1. It's outside, ball four. Rudick jumps aboard to begin the game. Anthony Sigler catching Panacqual tonight. It's Hardman, Cowles, Torrey Alba, and Rumfield across the diamond, third to first. Kyle Battle makes his Maimonides Park debut in left. Graham Richardson in center. Aaron Polensky in right. So it's an off night for Jason Dominguez, the Martian. No score, bottom of the first. Here's Alex Ramirez. Pitch. Chopper over the mound towards short. Cowles charges, gloves, throws to first, throws wild, puts it into the dugout for an error. And now the runners will move up to second and third. So Ramirez at second, Rudick at third. Cowles charging a slow grounder, gloved it, and didn't throw anywhere close to Rumfield at first base. That went well to the right. So it's second and third.
And the pressure that you could put on a defense just by putting the ball in play. Ben Cowles, knowing that Alex Ramirez is so fast, able to get down the line, makes a bad throw, and the Cyclones an early opportunity to get runs on the board.
So it's a hit and then an E6. Here's JT Schwartz. Pitch. Lefty chops one to the right side. This should score a run. Torrey Alba comes down from second to field and flipped to first. Rudick crosses home plate standing up, and JT drives in the Cyclones' first run of the night. It's 1-0 Brooklyn, bottom one.
And in that situation, trying to get off on the right foot, JT Schwartz doing a really nice job. Situational hitting That ground ball to the right side, score run. Move Ramirez over. Cyclones in business.
Now here's the hottest man on the face of the earth right now, Jose Peroza. Infield comes in. Peroza has doubled in three straight games for the Cyclones. Ramirez at third with one out. Panaqual offers. First pitch grounded towards second base. Toriaba gloves, looks Ramirez back to third, and zings it to first for the out. So a big RBI chance for Peroza, but he grounds out. Jose is at 245. Six homers, and now a team-leading 40 ribbies. But he's out number two.
Cyclones electing not to go at the contact play. Might have actually had an opportunity with Ramirez. Would have been a play at the plate. Luis Rivera not aggressive in that spot. That's rare.
Two outs for Lugo. Panaqual deals. Pitch cut on and miss. Fooled him with a slider. Fooled him badly. Strike one. Lugo's been really great since the call-up from low A. 10 hits in 9 games. 4 of those hits for extra bases. He's driven in 7 runs. The 0-1. Caught on and missed. Chases another slider. Strike two. A little overzealous in this at-bat against Panaqual. Cyclones have seen Josue this year, but this is the first go-around for Lugo. Infield is back. The 0-2. Just missed outside. Tried to pin that fastball at 93, but left it off the plate. Cyclones up 1-0 against the Gates, bottom of the first. Panaqual to a full stop, 1-2. Caught on and missed, another slider, and Lugo chased all three out of the zone. But JT Schwartz, who was the RBI leader for the Cyclones, says, hold on, Jose, where are you going? Give me that. Drives in his 38th run. Brooklyn makes it 1-0 after one against Hudson Valley on MILB.TV.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network. Just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
From Maimonides Park on a Friday night, we float into the top of the second inning. Cyclones get there with a 1-0 lead, scoring on JT Schwartz, RBI ground out. So a little wind to the back, literally and proverbially, for Christian Scott. Wind coming in from right center tonight off the beach. Christian had a scoreless first inning of work against these Gates, and sees Richardson, Cowles, and Polensky. Wind coming in tonight at 13 miles an hour off the water. Richardson, a lefty, first pitch his way. Slider fouled at home plate, got a bad piece of O'Neill. And Matt up on 1 foot, trying to walk this off. Kicks out that right leg, leans into it, stretches out the hamstring. It takes even another minute. Richardson at 212, 6 homers, 14 RBIs, 312 on base. O'Neill up and out of the crouch. Austin Dayton, the trainer, to the steps of the dugout, giving Matt a look. He and O'Neill have had a good rapport for the last few years. And so Austin knows when to go and when not to go. So I guess O'Neill is good. He's back in the crouch. And it's still nothing in one. Scott, full windup, pitch. Missed with the splitter down low, ball and a strike. So the fastball is the fastball, 94 to 96. you know, the old touch is 98, but when he's a starter, he's going to sit 94-96. Here comes the 1-1. Caught on and missed. That was 92, down and in. One ball, two strikes. The slider, he said he was studying Max Scherzer YouTube videos. And then more recently, again, that splitter. 1-2. Caught on and missed. 93 on the outside corner. And Richardson with that half-hearted hack. Didn't make a good decision. And Scott strikes out his third of five batters.
Max Scherzer, a good guy to study. That's it's a great place to look. And Scott has been on point early on in this ballgame.
Here's Ben Cowles. 1-0 Brooklyn, top of the second inning. Scott deals to the righty. First pitch, caught on and missed. Strike one. Cowles 3-for-24 in seven games. Yankees 10th rounder last year out of Maryland. Scott's 0-1. Missed up with 95. It's a ball and a strike. Cowles playing shortstop tonight. We saw Trey Sweeney return to the lineup last night after missing Tuesday and Wednesday, but Sweeney off tonight again. 1-1. Powered foul and back out of play. Strike two. So Sweeney out. Cowles slides over to shortstop. And Eduardo Torrealba over at second base. Scott ahead. Here's his 1-2. Breaking ball down. Cowles spit on a good one. Two balls and two strikes. Scott peeks in. 6'4". Looks down at the glove. 2-2. Got him looking. Clipped the outside corner. Three straight strikeouts for Christian Scott. Two down in the second.
And it's been impressive. Christian Scott doing an excellent job of varying the pitches. Executing that time on the outside corner. Nicely done.
Base is clear. Two away. Brooklyn up 1-0 against Hudson Valley. Now here's Polinski, right-handed hitter. Pitch. Strike one. So Christian Scott's thrown 30 pitches. 20 of them have been in the zone. That's pretty good. Turns his feet, the 0-1. Fouled back and out of play towards the fourth floor up here. Strike two. Polinski hitting at 234. Seven homers, 22 ribbies. Solid on base at 356. The 0-2. Up and in at 95. O'Neill and Scott trying to get on the same page. Catcher sets up away. The 1-2. Down and out with a slider. Two balls and two strikes on Polinski. Aaron hikes the pants up. Show off those long midnight blue socks. Now the Sox match the top tonight for the Renegades in the alternates. Scott huffing a puff. 2-2 pitch. Missed up and in at 95. O'Neill keeps setting up away, and Scott missing up and in on Polinski. So three strikeouts in a row for Christian Scott for the first six hitters. Payoff pitch. Grounded to short. Newton in Jess. Looks to first. Snaps it low. Schwartz is there to make the play and end the inning. Christian Scott in a groove now. He's retired five in a row. He has a scoreless second inning from Maimonides Park. Mets affiliate one, Yankees affiliate nothing. We go to the home half of the second next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
We go to the bottom of the second inning from Maimonides Park. 1-0 lead for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Clones come back to the plate, bottom two against Josue Panacqual. Stanley Consuegra, Matt O'Neill, and Jalen Palmer. First pitch, cut on and miss for a strike one. Consuegra at 207, three homers, 13 RBIs, a 279 on-base percentage. Panacqual is 0-1. Chopper foul at home plate. Clips Stanley's foot. And it's quickly nothing in two. So Panacqual gave you the numbers at low A Tampa that were really good. Up here he's throwing now 50 2/3 innings. Given up four homers in 11 games. 61 hits in 50 innings. That first inning gave up a run on a hit and an error. The 0-2. Nope, foul. This one clips Sigler's foot. So Consuegra hobbling around. Sigler gets one off the right foot and stays nothing in two. Panacqual threw last week at the Dutch against Aberdeen. 7 runs, 7 hits. Did strike out 6 and 5 1/3. The 0-2. Consuegra cuts and misses at 91, sinking down and in. And now back-to-back strikeouts for the Venezuelan. Base is clear for Matt O'Neill. O'Neill, righty-hitting catcher, hitting at 176 with a 320 on-base percentage. Panacqual, full wind, first pitch. Slider strike, nothing and one. O'Neill, two homers and 19 RBIs. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss at a slider. Tight one from Panacqual. Nothing in two. Sigler's got that old catcher's glove, so every time the ball hits the glove, I don't know if Sigler just lets it roll in the chalk. It pops out white dust. 0-2. Caught on and missed, and O'Neill put away on three pitches. So a big response from Panacqual after a lot of contact early. Three strikeouts in a row now for Panacqual. There's two down in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, glove's broken in for Sigler behind home plate. And Josue Panacqual was getting in a groove. Cyclone's trying to work him out of it.
So now Palmer, Canarsie native, batting for the right side. First one. Swing and a miss at a slider for a strike. Palmer's on base at 310. The batting average still on the interstate at 175. Strike one pitch. Missed down and in at 91. Count evens. Palmer, 7 homers and 30 ribbies. Keeps his hands high over his shoulder. The 1-1. Takes low at 91. Panacqual misses for ball two. Third time Cyclones have seen Panacqual in 2022. 2-1. Slider rip. Deep left field. Out towards the video board. Bye-bye. Jalen Palmer hits a solo shot in the bottom of the second inning. It's his team leading eighth. And the Brooklyn native gives Brooklyn a 2-0 cushion.
And it's been a long time coming for Jalen Palmer, putting together some better swings as of late. Felt like he was in a position to break out of the struggles. And he certainly did there.
So Jalen Palmer makes it 2-0. Two outs now for Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left. Panacqual spins the first. And a miss is outside. Ball one. Newton has hit 4 home runs this year. 3 of them have come against the Gades. The 1-0. It's a little bit low for ball two. Shervin at 186. 4 homers, 30 RBIs. 310 on base. 2-0. Slider down and in, cut on and missed. Strike one. Palmer looking good against Hudson Valley. 5 of his 8. Sherbin, 3 of his 4. A 2-1. Change up down and away, ball 3. Really good Friday night crowd. Mystery Mets bobblehead giveaway tonight. 3-1. It's outside, and Newton is on board with a walk.
Sometimes difficult to refocus for Pantequal on the mound after giving up such a long shot. Anthony Sigler out to the mound to try and calm down his starter, but that was a really impressive shot by Jalen Palmer. And you got to feel really good for him because it has been a struggle toward the tail end of this season, trying to get it going. Talk to everybody on this Brooklyn coaching staff, and they rave about the work that he's put in the cage early, working hard with Richie Benes, trying to identify the pitches, stay in the strike zone, cut down on the strikeout rate, and that one's got to feel really, really good.
Spencer Medick, the pitching coach, out to talk to Pantequal. Like you said, Nick is struggling to get back in rhythm. He has 2 outs. Struck out Swagra, struck out O'Neill before Palmer left the building. So back to the top of the order. Here's Matt Rudick. First time through. 2 runs allowed. 2 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Rudick walked and scored the first run of the game. Pitch. Lefty takes a strike at 93. Splitting the plate in half. So Palmer comes up big. It's just funny to see him and Newton. They show up in this head-to-head series. 0-1. Change, missed outside, ball and a strike. Renegades won the first 2 of the 3 we've played. This is game 4. Renegades have won 13 of the 12 in the head-to-head this year. 1-1. Chopped on the ground to second. Toriyama charges, feels, easy sling to first, inning over. But Jalen Palmer hits a solo home run, and the Cyclones take a 2-0 lead into the third. Nick DeLuca with a play-by-play when we get back to Brooklyn Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Top 3 from Coney Island, Brooklyn 2, Hudson Valley nothing on this beautiful Friday night. On the boardwalk, Cyclones extending the lead. Jalen Palmer with a long home run, his 8th of the season over the video board. Got to feel so good for him. And now Christian Scott back to work. 4 strikeouts through the first 2 innings against 8-9-1 in Hudson Valley order. Kyle Battle, Eduardo Torrealba, and then Anthony Sigler. Cyclones entering tonight's ball game, half a game back, first in the North Division. Looking to retake first place if they can put together a bounce back effort tonight. Pacemakers exiting the field off to the right of the Hudson Valley dugout. Just about ready to go here in the third. Kyle Battle digs in. First pitch from Scott. Fastball up and in. It's 1-0. Kyle Battle making his high A debut tonight. 24-year-old out of Glen Allen, Virginia, in Old Dominion. 1-0. Fastball low. Two balls and no strikes. Battle at 174. Two homers and 11 RBIs in 42 games with low A Tampa this year. 2-0. Fastball low. Three balls and no strikes. Battle got off to a good start at low A, but has struggled since. Older player at 24. Yankees probably want to get a look at what they have with some roster flexibility. 3-0. Fastball misses low in a four-pitch walk to Battle to open up the top of the third. Second walk issued by Christian Scott. Leadoff man aboard for the number nine batter, Eduardo Torrealba. Open stance right side, waggling the bat. First pitch. Tapped up the third baseline in fair territory. Cyclones let it roll, and it goes foul. Halfway up the third baseline, O'Neill and Scott coming together. And on grass, that's probably a base hit. Cyclones using the wind and the turf. It's strike one on Torrealba. Eduardo Torrealba at 226, two homers and 23 RBIs, OPS at 621. Back into the lineup after the off day yesterday. It's 1-for-4 back on Wednesday. Throw over to first. Battle back standing. Torrealba has picked it up in August. Bats with Battle off first. Nobody out. 2-0 Brooklyn in the top of the third. 0-1. Change up low and away. Ball and a strike. Torrealba batting 243 in the month of August. He hit 160 across the previous 3 months of the season. So steady improvement down the stretch for the Hudson Valley second baseman. 1-1. Pop foul. Right side. Schwartz gives it a look, but it's out of play. Shy of the concourse. 1-2. Nice crowd on hand on this Friday night. Lot on the line in the North Division. Just a couple weeks remaining in the regular season. One and two on Torrealba, set by Scott at the belt. He steps off. Rito's the rubber and ready to go. Stares in, jersey rippling in the wind. Comes set at the belt. Looks down, runner goes. 1-2, fastball down and away to the backstop. And Kyle Battle into second with a stolen base. Was running on the pitch. No chance after that ball got by O'Neill. Trying to transfer quickly. And a runner in scoring position for Hudson Valley. Nobody out here in the top of the third. 2-2 count on Torrealba. Scott brings the hands together, stares at second, 2-2. Line drive center field, Ramirez drifting over, settles underneath it, makes the catch. Tagging from second, Battle, throw in by Ramirez, bounces late. Away from Lugo for a second, but Scott backing up nicely. Torrealba flies out, Battle up 90 feet. And Hudson Valley can score a run with a productive out from the top of their order. Here's Anthony Sigler. Hudson Valley catcher, open stance left side. First pitch, tap foul at home plate, nothing and one. Cyclones with a two-run lead, 2-0 top of the third, play the infield back. Will give up a run for an out. Anthony Sigler struck out his first time. Looking to come through with a runner in scoring position. 1-0. Fastball up and away. One ball and one strike. Sigler, a four-game hitting streak in a play tonight. Reached in five straight. Has been really good in these situations with runners in scoring position. 1-1. Fastball up and away. Two balls and a strike. 22-year-old aboard five times yesterday. Two for three. Drove in a run. Walked three times. Chance to add to the RBI total. 21 on the year with a runner off third and one out. Scott the set. 2-1. Breaking ball strike outside corner. Count evens. Cyclones looking for some better pitching into this ball game tonight, and so far they have gotten it from Christian Scott. Setting the tone, looking for a big second out. 2-2. Check swing and a breaking ball in the dirt. Sigler held off. O'Neill sliding over to keep it in front, and the count full. And now, ahead of the full count, Cyclones are going to bring the infield in. So Luis Rivera on second thought, two-strike count. Try and cut off the run at third. Full count, one out. Battle off at third. Sigler digs in. Payoff. Change up, up and away. And Christian Scott issues his third walk of the night to put runners at the corners for Tyler Hardman.
Anthony Sigler is just one of those really tough hitters that you got him the first time, but now you have runner at third base. You tighten up. He's just a walks machine. And on base, better than 400. He's tough to strike out twice, and you saw it was really hard that time.
Fourth walk, last two nights. Here's Tyler Hardman. Open stance right side, first pitch. Pop foul right side now to play. Nothing and one. Hardman walked his first time, coming off really outstanding effort last night. And has been locked in his last four games. Eight for his last 19. Six extra base hits. The guy Hudson Valley wants up in this situation. 0-1. Fastball called strike outside corner. Nothing and two. Brooklyn by two. 2-0 top of the third. Hudson Valley threatening runners at the corners and one out. Scott looking for that put-away pitch that he has had for most of the night. Four strikeouts, the first two frames. 0-2. Fastball, called strike three outside corner. 93 gets Hardman looking. Fifth strikeout for Christian Scott and a big second out in the third.
I mean, really impressive. Sigler's tough to handle, but you figure Hardman's a little scarier. Just has that pop in his bat. And Scott responds to get him on three pitches.
Two away. Infield returns to regular depth. Here's T.J. Rumfield. First pitch. Fastball just in off the plate. 1-0. T.J. Rumfield grounded out to first in the first. Christian Scott looking to work around a jam. Two walks issued in the inning as runners at the corners. One out away from getting out of it. 1-0. Fastball inside, and it caught Rumfield on the front foot. Hunched over on the left knee and bangs his hand out of the ground. Guy who missed a bunch of time in May and June due to injury. We had with low A, and we joined Hudson Valley on July the 12th, so Renegades happy to see him up and jogging to first base, because that is not a guy they want to see put on the shelf again. So Rumfield aboard to load the bases for Spencer Henson. Control that had been so sharp for Christian Scott to the first two has wavered a bit here in the third. Approaching the 60 pitch mark and some activity beginning in the Cyclones bullpen. Scott not all the way stretched out. This is approaching the limit. First pitch, fastball strike inside corner, 0-1. Spencer Henson struck out his first time. Had a big day yesterday, trying to come through with the bases loaded. 0-1. Hence in line drive, base hit left field. Battle will score around third. Sigler, he's in as well. Rumfield stops at second, and Spencer Henson delivers. Tie ball game, top of the third. Two-run double.
Well, it's those walks that come back to get you. And Christian Scott, I didn't walk anybody in Wilmington last week. You just walk a couple here and there, and against Hudson Valley, you really cannot do that. And Scott, a young pitcher at this level, finding out the hard way that you can't give out free base runners and expect to have some success. Eventually, they'll catch up with you.
Big hit by Henson will knock Christian Scott out of the ballgame. Luis Rivera out of the dugout. And a pitching change coming on the other side of this break. Two-run double by Henson ties the score 2-2 when we get back here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK. Spencer Henson doubles for a fourth time in two nights. So not to score at two, chasing Christian Scott from the ball game. Trey McLaughlin takes over to try and get the final out in this top of the third. 23-year-old right-hander out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Fairfield. 16th round pick of the Mets in 2021. And making his Maimonides Park debut tonight. Trying to get that final out against Grant Richardson. Open stance left side. First pitch. Fastball called strike inside corner at 92. 0-1. Richardson struck out his first time. Christian Scott just running into some problems with the control. Couple of walks, hit by pitch in the inning, and then Spencer Henson made him pay. 0-1. Fastball strike at the knees, outside corner, nothing at two. Cyclones a bit thin in the bullpen, so hoping that McLaughlin can cover a couple of innings for them. Had to go deep into the pen in the 11-4 loss yesterday. Right-hander stares in, ahead on the count, no balls and two strikes, and will step off. Rumfield aboard at third, and Henson behind him at second with that game-tying double. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Richardson out in front of a changeup. And Trey McLaughlin comes in and gets the final out of the top of the third. Not before Hudson Valley knots the score. Spencer Henson, a two-run double. We go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. 2-2 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly,
These wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Bottom of the third in Brooklyn, all tied at two after the two-run double by Spencer Henson in the top half of the inning. Cyclones scoring a run in the first on an RBI ground out by JT Schwartz, and Jalen Palmer hitting a long home run to left field, his eighth of the year, in the second. So we're all square in game four of this six-game set. Cyclones trying to retake first place tonight. Josue Paniqual back to work against 2-3 and 4 in the Cyclones order. Alex Ramirez leads it off. First pitch, fastball inside. It's 1-0. Ramirez base hit on a chopper to shortstop his first time. 1-0. Fastball called strike outside corner. 1-1. Ramirez had the two hits yesterday. Hit already tonight. 1-1. Bouncing ball to shortstop. Charging Cowles, glove hand field. One away. Good start to the inning for Josue Paniqual. And after the Ramirez ground out, here's JT Schwartz. Renegades infield shades him to pull. Hardman off the bag at third. First pitch, fastball up and away, 1-0. JT Schwartz, RBI number 38, his first time on a ground out to second base. 1-0. Fastball in off the plate, two balls and no strikes. Second game back off the IL for JT. 2-0. Fastball called strike outside corner, 2-1. Schwartz, a six-game on-base streak dating back to his time before the IL. 2-1. Rolls over right side. Torrey Alba on the glove hand fields. Throw to first for the second out of the inning.
Now we'll play the second baseman, number 4, Jose De Rosa.
Three straight ground outs induced by Josue Paniqual. Two up, two down to open the bottom of the third. And here's Jose Perosa. Cyclone second baseman grounded out his first time. First pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0. Perosa came to the plate with Ramirez at third and one out. And for one of the few times in recent memory, wasn't able to get the job done. 1-0. Fastball called strike outside edge, 1-1. Another multi-hit game yesterday for Perosa. Five-game hitting streak and has reached an 18 straight. 1-1. Wave and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Bases are empty with two away. 2-2 ball game, bottom of the third. Sun beginning to fade to a beautiful sunset tonight. 1-2. Change up, down and away. Paniqual wanted that pitch, but it's low. Two balls and two strikes. Lights are on. The ring lights in red and yellow. That pink lemonade sky color with the blue as well. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Perosa chased a changeup. And it's a four strikeout of the night for Josue Pannequal to retire the side in order in the third. 2-2 the score as we head to the fourth on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Trey McLaughlin back to work. And the top of the fourth inning, 2-2 the score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Cyclones striking for runs in each of the first two innings. Spencer Henson with a two-run double to not the score in the top of the third for the Renegades. McLaughlin came on to get the final out. Strike out of Grant Richardson in the third. And will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Hudson Valley order in the fourth. Cowles, Polensky, and Kyle Battle. Ben Cowles digs in. McLaughlin works out of the stretch, set at the shoulders. First pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Ben Cowles struck out looking his first time against Christian Scott. Has reached in three straight to start the series. 0-1. Tap foul at home plate, nothing at two. Once again tonight, the free bases and the walks coming back to bite the Cyclones pitching staff. Issued a season high tying 9 yesterday, 0-2. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. 1-2. And again, in that third inning for Christian Scott, couple of walks, hit by pitch, leading to 2 runs. 1-2. Fastball in off the plate. 2-2 on Cowles. Scott's final line, 2 2/3. 1 hit, 2 runs both earned, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. 2-2. Rolled over left side, backhand field. Lugo pats the glove across the diamond in time for the first out. Cowles hit it sharply down that third baseline. Good stab by Lugo and the strong throw on target for out number one. One away in the Renegades' fourth. Here's Aaron Polensky. First pitch. Popped up in back of home plate. Mask off for O'Neill. Approaching the wall. And it's out of play. Into the fifth row behind home plate. 0-1. Aaron Polensky, a ground out victim his first time. Has been really good at getting on base. As of recently for the Renegades. 0-1. Fastball up and away. Ball to strike. Bases are empty. 1 away. 2-2 ball game. Top of the fourth. McLaughlin stares in. Brings the hands together. 1-1. Fastball upstairs. 2 balls and a strike. Polensky in his second year with the Yankees organization out of Nebraska. 2-1. Fouled straight back, 2-2. Said that he felt that signing with the Yankees gave him his best opportunity to move up through the minor league system and grow as a player. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lots of traffic up here the last couple of nights. And that's actually pretty funny.
Might be less traffic.
2-2. Fastball low and the count full. So, of course, the open concourse on the fourth floor of Maimonides Park. Press box is susceptible to foul balls. Touched on it last night. First the payoff pitch to Polensky. Hard one hopper past the dive of Lugo into left field. A base hit. So Aaron Polensky aboard with one away for Kyle Battle. But anyway, susceptible to foul balls. We've been dodging them all year long. Joe Vasile and Emmanuel Barbari over to our right came close to catching 5 foul balls up there last night. It's pretty close. So Joe said, I'm moving up to avoid the foul balls. And the last one, right at him.
It's too funny.
Here's Kyle Battle. First pitch. Fastball called strike outside corner. 0-1.
We do get a foul ball from time to time, but I've never been tense in the booth. I feel like that booth is a little tense these couple days.
I am with you 100%. Righty sets. 0-1. Fly ball left center field. We see some Wynn Newton onto the outfield turf. Makes the catch for the second out. I've always felt like you got to be prepared. I want to catch one. That's my goal coming up on the end of the season here to try it. I came close a couple weeks ago, but not running away from the foul balls. It's your chance.
Well, that's why they give you 2 options. It's either fight or flight.
Yeah. Here's Eduardo Torrealba. First pitch breaking ball in off the plate. It's 1-0. How cool would that be? You catch a foul ball at a game while you're calling it? That's living the dream right there. Runner off first, 2-0, 2-2 ball game, top 4, 1-0. Fastball strike outside corner, 1-1. Eduardo Torrealba, flyout victim his first time. Trey McLaughlin looking to put the finishing touches on a scoreless fourth inning. Throw over first. Polensky back in standing. Righty steers in, gets the sign, taps the toe to the closed offset. 1-1. Line drive, left center field. Ramirez on the run toward the warning track. Rudick taking charge, makes the catch off the shoulder, and the inning's over. Matt Rudick covering some ground in left field. And Trey McLaughlin has a scoreless fourth out of the Cyclones bullpen. Renegades leave 1, middle 4 from Maimonides Park. 2-2 the score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
We'll be right back.
Home half of the fourth inning from Maimonides Park. Hudson Valley 2, Brooklyn 2. Game 4 of this 6-game set. Cyclones looking to retake first place in the North Division. Have had a couple of big hits. Hudson Valley has had one. And looking for that more consistent approach, 1-9 from the lineup tonight. Really struggled at the bottom half of the order yesterday. And William Lugo, Stanley Consuegra, and Matt O'Neill trying to get it going tonight against Josue Panacqualm. First pitch, fastball called strike inside corner. Nothing at one on William Lugo. Cyclones third baseman struck out his first time, 0-1. Fastball in off the plate, ball and a strike. Lugo, a 3-game hitting streak, has been really good in this series. 1-1. Swing and a miss over a changeup. 1-2. Lugo has driven in 4 in the first 3 games to this set. 1-2. Lugo, line drive, base hit, left field toward the corner. Battle over toward the wall. The relay in. William Lugo around first and strolls into second with a leadoff double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card as William Lugo continues to get it done in this series. 4-game hitting streak and some more hard contact. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. Here's Stanley Consuegra. Wide open stance right side. Hands held high, set by Panacqualm. First pitch. Swing and a miss behind 91 inside corner. Nothing and one. Consuegra struck out his first time. This would be another big spot if he can come through. Struggles as of late. He's 1 for his last 25. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Nothing and two. Consuegra was so good heading into the 4-day break after getting called up. Named to the Baseball America Hot List. 7 for 23 in that first series with Hudson Valley. 0-2. Tap foul at home plate. But since then, after that really solid stretch against the Renegades to close out the month of July, he's got just 7 hits since. Panacqua holds the set, 0-2. Breaking ball skips to the plate. Ziegler slides over to keep it in front. No advance from Lugo. Ball and 2 strikes on Consuegra. Richie Bennis saying that Consuegra trying to put the ball in play. But he's got to make sure that he stays disciplined. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Consuegra chased a changeup, tailing down and in. He's down on strikes for a second time tonight. And there's one away. Lugo remains at second now with one away. 2-2 ball game, bottom of the fourth. Here's Matt O'Neill. First pitch. Change up in the dirt. Ziegler sliding over again to keep it in front. 1-0 on the Cyclones catcher. Matt O'Neill struck out his first time. Looking to extend a 3-game hitting streak of his own. Panacqualm leans in, closes off the set, first base side of the rubber, 1-0. Fastball in off the plate, 2 balls and no strikes. Cyclones have been good offensively in this series. Gotten the timely hitting. Matt O'Neill trying to add to that list, 2-0. Fastball in off the plate, backs up O'Neill, 3 balls, no strikes. Lugo off second, one out, 2-2 ball game, bottom of the fourth, 3-0. Fastball in off the plate, and Matt O'Neill works the walk. Time called. Anthony Sigler out to the mound to talk with Jose Paniqual. And now Eduardo Torrealba and Ben Cowles will join them on the bump, as will Tyler Hardman and TJ Rumfield. The walk to O'Neill, putting runners at first and second with one out for Jalen Palmer. And as the Hudson Valley infield gets together, Clay Williams and Joe Belangia will come together as well in front of the pitcher's mound, talking about something. Anthony Sigler breaking the huddle on top of the pitcher's mound. And chatting with the training staff, asking for something. Not sure exactly what he's looking for. Extending that right hand, maybe Paniqual having some trouble seeing the signs.
Yeah, maybe get a little bit of white out. A little nail polish on there, brighten it up a little bit.
Cyclones fans, you're sitting in section 19, row GC8. You are a TV event lucky winner. That's section 19, row GC8.
So now everybody's set to go. Lugo aboard at second, O'Neill at first. 2-2 ball game, bottom of the fourth inning. Jalen Palmer to bat with one out. Launched his eighth home run of the year, his first time. First pitch, fastball up and in, caught Palmer on the front shoulder, and Jalen Palmer with that crooked stare out toward home plate, raising some eyebrows with the first pitch up and in after the homer in his last at-bat. And the hit-by-pitch loads the bases with one out, not likely intent there from Paniqual.
So the Cyclones have now been hit 29 times against Hudson Valley this year. Hudson Valley's been hit 10. So the Cyclones maybe feel it's a little slanted. They don't like that up and in.
Base is loaded for Shervin Newton. First pitch. Fastball called strike inside corner. Nothing and one. And Cyclones probably making the case. Just got to control the pitches a little bit better. It doesn't really matter if there's intent. 0-1. Newton, hard grounder, right side. Fielded Torreal, but a second one. Back to first. Double play. The inning's over. 4-6-3. And Josue Paniqual out of a bases loaded jam in the fourth. Cyclones threaten but don't score. We head to the fifth from Maimonides Park. Keith Redd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Top of the fifth inning from Maimonides Park. It's a 2-2 game between the Mets affiliate and the Yankees affiliate. Kind of a must win, to be honest with you, for the Cyclones, who are a half game back of Hudson Valley for the top spot. Aberdeen is beating Asheville right now 5-4 in the top of the fourth inning. So Aberdeen has come along to really make this a little spicy. and clog up just one spot. So Brooklyn and Aberdeen are now tied, both chasing Hudson Valley by a half game. Anthony Sigler leads off. This is the third time through for the Renegades. Switch hitter batting left against Trey McLaughlin in his Maimonides Park debut. Pitch. Sigler taps one to second. Herroza hops to his right, gobbles it up, and snaps it to first. One away. Wilmington mentioned they're 4.5 back of Hudson Valley. Still about 21 games left to go, so there's a good chunk of time left. The season doesn't end on Sunday or something like that, but it is a pressing issue for a lot of these teams. Wilmington is up on Jersey Shore 4-1 in the top of the fourth. One out for Tyler Hardman. First pitch. Caught on a miss. That was 91 right by his bat. Rome, the first place team in the South, they were washed out today with Greensboro down in Georgia. So expected to play two tomorrow. Strike one pitch. Caught on a miss. Dropped a breaker there at 86 on the inner half. It's nothing in two. Bowling Green ahead of Greenville. 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Tampa Bay Rays affiliate up on the Red Sox affiliate. By the way, Greenville having a really bad year. That's the team everybody beats up on in the South. McLaughlin's 0-2. Little looper to shallow left field, falling in front of Ramirez for a base hit. Alex cuts it off, wings it back in. Arbin now on 2 out of 3 times. A walk and now a single. Next week, the Cyclones go down to Jersey Shore, so that's a big series for Brooklyn. Aberdeen hosts Wilmington. And Hudson Valley hosts Hickory, which is a team out of the South that you don't really know too much about. Here's TJ Rumfield. Pitch. McLaughlin just missed inside at 91. One ball, no strikes. So again, after this week, you have 3 more weeks left to play. A lot to be determined, but night after night, some of these cars and a little race on the scoreboard, changing lanes. 1-1. Hack and miss at a slider. It's a ball and a strike. Two-two tie, top of the fifth. One on, one out. Rumfield, a hit by pitch his last time. Kick in the offering. That runs low. Backhand stop, O'Neill. 2 balls and a strike. Christian Scott for 2 2/3 tonight. Trey McLaughlin for as long as he can give the Cyclones effectiveness. 2-1. Clubbed in the air to deep right center field. Ramirez and Consuegra come together. It's Alex making the catch. Rumfield got it up into that jet stream. And the wind blowing in from right center. So 2 down. Here's a guy that did big damage last time up, Spencer Henson. 2-run double, yanked down in the corner. Runner at first for him with 2 outs. McLaughlin offers. The pitch golfed at and missed at 92 for a strike. Henson 1 out of 2. He's driven in his 34th and 35th runs of the year. O'Neill sets up away the 0-1. Cracked into the air towards left. Ramirez over. So's Rudick. Rudick there, and he makes the catch. And McLaughlin has another scoreless frame. So McLaughlin has faced 2 over the minimum through 2 1/3. A pretty good bang-up job of his first game at High A. A local kid out of Fairfield University doing a great job. We go to the bottom of the fifth, tied at 2. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. The Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our 3-game flex plan or 3-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our 3-game flex plan, choose any 3 games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our 3-game meal deal, choose any 3 games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly,
These wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
A big Friday night crowd at Maimonides Park. Watching a good one. We're tied 2-2 heading into the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones and Renegades, game 4 of 6. Hudson Valley leads the series 2-1. Cyclones had an early 2-0 lead against Josue Panacqual, but he has since settled down, thrown 2 scoreless, and he's back out for the fifth. Panacqual sporting a pretty good pitch count considering he's thrown 59 times. Rudick, Ramirez, Schwartz bat. Rudick the leadoff man, so this is the third time through the Cyclones lineup. He's a lefty swinger. Panacqual offers. And the first pitch hits the outside corner at 90 for strike one. Both teams, 2 runs, 3 hits tonight. We haven't had much. Panacqual leans back, the 0-1. Bounce to the plate. Got a piece of Clay Williams, the home plate umpire. Bounce up and over Sigler. Clip Williams' chin. He's good to go. Ball and a strike. Matt walked to start the bottom of the first and came around to score on Schwartz's ribby groundout. 1-1. Panacqual misses way outside. Ball 2. Nine games in a row that Rudick has been on base. After that walk, he had his own bounce out to second. The 2-1. Sword in the air towards right. Polensky spinning around trying to find it. Does look up into the sky. Has a bead on it and makes the catch for the out. Take a look at the Mets tonight taking on Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. Pete Alonso hit a home run against Aaron Nola. Mets have a 4-0 lead against the Phils. Brett Beatty so far just one at bat, 0-for-1. Mets into tonight's game, 3.5 ahead of Atlanta. Pitch to Alex Ramirez. He chops a slider to third. Hardman grabs about hat high, zings it across to retire Ramirez on one pitch. By the way, Atlanta taking on Houston this weekend, so Mets could get some help. Chris Bassett so far has blanked the Phils. At AAA Syracuse, Charlotte has an 8-3 lead in the fourth inning. No Francisco Alvarez tonight. He's off. Daniel Palka, though, 2-for-2, and Khalil Lee hit his 10th home run. Here's Schwartz with 2 outs. Panacqual deals. Fastball misses outside. Ball 1. Oscar Rojas called up to Double-A today from Brooklyn and didn't make it out of the first inning. Richmond has a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-0 flops a little bit low. Ball 2. David Griffin, former Cyclone, in relief. It's now passed along to former Cyclone Josh Hetchka. 2-0. Schwartz serves it foul down third into the crowd. 2-1. And at low A tonight, Mets affiliate is traveling to Lakeland. Take on the Tigers low A club. 5-2 Lakeland lead. And St. Lucie team, 20 games better than 500. 2-1. Schwartz grounds it to second. Sharp one for Torrealba. He fields to his left and flings to first to complete the 1-2-3 inning. So Panacqual in with 59 pitches and throws just a handful to get out of the fifth. Trivia coming up next from Maimonides Park. We're tied at 2, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Off and running to the top of the sixth inning under a night sky at Maimonides Park. Cyclones 2, Renegades 2. Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate, comes back to the plate against Trey McLaughlin. McLaughlin's been terrific so far. 2 1/3 scoreless. No walks, one strikeout. He's allowed two hits, but those hits have been scattered. So handling any time that Hudson Valley gets aboard. Meanwhile, Renegade starter Josue Panacqual really settling in. 2 runs over 5. It is our Coney Combos trivia inning. So a chance to get a shout out on the Cyclones Radio Network. Here's Grant Richardson, lefty swinger. McLaughlin pours in the first. And crosses up O'Neill, even though he delivered a strike. That was 92 right down the middle, and O'Neill caught it very awkwardly. That goes out to talk to Trey McLaughlin. So it's time for your Coney Combos trivia question. We'll ask you the question now. Reveal the answer at the bottom of the six. And if you want this shout-out, jump on Twitter. Use the hashtag ConeyConvos. So Pete Alonso tonight, we told you the Mets up on Philadelphia 4-0. Alonso has driven in RBI's number 101 and 102. So he's up to 102 total. There are two Mets who hold the single season record at 124 RBIs. Can you name one or both of those New York Mets? No balls and a strike on Richardson. Pitch. Breaking ball, cut on the miss. Strike two.
I like this one.
This one is out there for you. Some names will be on this list. Richardson, a pair of K's tonight. McLaughlin's 0-2. A little bit high on the tall lefty at 91. One ball, two strikes. So basically, what two players have a tie for the single-season RBI record for the Mets? Can you name any one or the two? 1-2. It's down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Richardson, Cowles, Polensky against McLaughlin. Bends in for the sign. Straightens, 2-2. Caught on and missed. Change up, down and away. So Richardson has fanned three times tonight. Cyclones have struck out 7. 3 early walks are allowed by Christian Scott, but McLaughlin's come in and done nothing but really throw strikes. Just good to see for a guy in his high A debut.
And it's been really impressive when the Cyclones have needed it. Some length out of the bullpen, a must with that situation, and he has delivered.
Cowles at the plate, pitch. Nubs the slider, foul to the right towards the Brooklyn dugout. Strike one. Cowles an 0-for-9 as well. He's been punched out and grounded out to third. 2-2 game, we're in the top of the sixth. Game 4 of 6. The 0-1. Bounce to the plate. One ball, one strike. McLaughlin leaving St. Lucie. They continue to just lose stud players to the Cyclones. And once again, the Cyclones send their apologies down to Florida, but help is needed at high A. And McLaughlin, one of the best relievers out there. 1-1. Bounces to the plate. O'Neill kind of fights it away. Two balls and a strike. So they're kind of sad to lose him because he had a 30% strikeout rate, the walk rate at 5%. Converted on 4 of 5 saves. Gave you length out of the pen. Really good so far as a pro. 2-1. There's a strike, nabbing the outside corner at 92. Nobody on, one out. Infield is back. Wind whipping in from right center off the beach. McLaughlin steps off. Trey on 5 days rest, last through 3 2/3 with St. Lucie. So stretched out and rested. The 2-2 missed up high at 91. O'Neill sets up away. 3-2. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball got him looking. McLaughlin snaps old Uncle Charlie and sends Ben Cowles packing back-to-back strikeouts. Two down in the sixth.
And you can see how important throwing strikes is out of the bullpen. Cyclones learned their lesson last night. But especially at a ballpark like this, a night where the wind is blowing in, not going to give up too many home runs. It's not as much in play. So just, even if you're giving up a hit or two, stay in the strike zone.
Here's Polensky. First one his way. Splits the plate at 91. And more strikes from Trey McLaughlin. Polensky is single in two trips. The 0-1. Missed down and away. McLaughlin falling to the first base side of the rubber. One ball, one strike. Lights shining down on the stadium tonight. Fans getting ready for fireworks coming up after the game. So a lot of buzz in-house. 1-1. Pop foul into those seats behind home plate. Strike two. Tomorrow it's Star Wars night. Always a big night. That famous lightsaber duel going on after the game tomorrow. That's always fun. And then Sunday, Cuckoo Kangaroo is out in the backyard. Nick will be front and center.
Yeah.
The 1-2. Chop foul at home.
Who doesn't love Cuckoo Kangaroo?
Cuckoo Kangaroo.
That's it.
If you know, you know. That kind of thing. If you're a parent, young kids, kids in that perfect age range, you've heard enough of Cuckoo Kangaroo. Polensky waggles the bat. The 1-2. Got him swinging. Trey McLaughlin strikes out the side in another scoreless inning of relief. Welcome to High A, Trey McLaughlin. He can stay. We head to the bottom of the sixth, tied at two. Brooklyn back to the plate. Tied against Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones come to the plate in the bottom of the sixth. Looking to break this 2-2 tie. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Tyson Blazer sticking with Josue Pataqual. And so far, Pataqual sticking with his plan. Gave up a run in the first. On an RBI ground out, not too bad, but then the home run from Palmer in the second almost started something big for the Cyclones. But Brooklyn has been shut out the last three times at the plate. Get to the answer of our Coney Cabos trivia question. Give you one more crack at it. Jose Peroza, William Lugo, Stanley Consuegra bat, 4, 5, and 6 against Pataqual. 68 pitches for the Venezuelan. First one. Rosa takes down and in at 90 for ball one. Tonight, Pete Alonso, his RBI total for the Mets up to 102. Former Brooklyn Cyclone, by the way, up there. The 1-0, down and in. So Pete's at 102. He has had 120 in his career. But there's also two Mets that have had 124. The 2-0. Chop weakly towards third. Hartman charges, gloves, throws on the run to first in time. Hartman with another dandy of a play at third base. And there's one away. So use the hashtag Corny Combos. You got about 8 seconds to get your answer in. Nick, do you have any offerings here?
I'm going to give it a good guess here. Mike Piazza, and this is my dark horse. I feel like Carlos Delgado might have gotten it.
That is a very good guess. You got one out of two. You got Piazza. Well, the other one is the captain, David Wright. Mm. Here's Lugo. First pitch swinging. Slider. Nothing in one.
Would that have been 06, 07? Probably wrong, but he had a really good year.
0-1. Just missed inside, and it's a ball and a strike. 0-8, actually, yep. Wright did that. 0-6 had 116, so not too shabby. The 1-1. Missed in. So Piazza and Wright did 124. Pete Alonso and Robin Ventura tie with 120. Bernard Gilkey and Hojo. Howard Johnson, 117. Delgado got 115. That was his best. That's still a lot of ribbies. 2-1. Missed inside. So checking in on some answers on Twitter. The DiBernardo sisters going with Daryl Strawberry. Good guess, but not him. 3-1. There's strike two on the inner half. Straw's best year, 108 RBIs in 1990. Payoff. Lugo taps it foul. John DeLuca got one of the two. DeLuca boys with the same answer. Mike Piazza. And then he went Keith Hernandez. Vanacqual spins the payoff, and Lugo takes inside. So Lugo on board for the second time. It's a one-out free pass. So he has a double and a walk tonight. Hernandez, by the way, never cracked over 100 ribbies with the Mets. But appreciate everybody playing Corny Combos again tonight. As always, we'll see you tomorrow in the sixth inning. For those of you who tune in and out for just one inning and one inning only. Here's Consuegra, one on, one out, tied at two, bottom of the sixth. Pitch, swing and a miss. Stanley has struck out twice tonight. Last night, fanned three out of four times. It's been one of those days where he's expecting that next at-bat to go well. 0-1. Breaking ball, a little bit low. Ball and a strike. Two of the five punches for Pantequal have been against Consuegra. 1-1. There's a bender for a strike on the inner half. Consuegra took a soft 79. Looked away in disgust, but that was in there. One ball, two strikes. Pantequal, first base side of the rubber, deals. Just missed low with 89. Snaps the glove back as he gets the ball from Sigler. Very close pitch. Lugo strides off first. 2-2. Breaking ball launched down the left field line. It is a base hit by Consuegra. Lugo hits second, heads for third. Rivera waving the arm around. He sends Lugo. Here's the cutoff throw to the plate. It's a BB. Here's the tag. Lugo is out. And behind the plate, Consuegra slides into third. Rivera very aggressive, but that is the Cyclones' M.O. And Lugo, the potential go-ahead run, gets thrown out at home.
An excellent relay battle to Cowles on home to Sigler to apply the tag. But really nice to see Stanley Consuegra, at the very least, get on the board in this series. Knew he was coming with a breaking ball. That's been the trouble for him against Pantequal. Able to stay back enough and steer it down the left field line. Luis Rivera aggressive as always, as you mentioned. That's a tough send, knowing that you got Matt O'Neill in back of it. But with the way that the bottom of the order struggled yesterday, hasn't necessarily had a ton of production recently. Understand the thinking. Good execution by Hudson Valley.
That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So Consuegra doubled and went to third on the throw home. It really was a good well-executed cutoff. Good to see Consuegra give a little bit of life to this Cyclones offense, life that has been missing for the entire month of August. Quick meeting at the mound. Sigler out there to chat with Pantequal, trying to work the 20-year-old through the sixth. Here's O'Neill with the infield back and two outs. Pitch. Missed down low with a two-seamer at 91. One ball, no strikes. So Consuegra at third. It's a wild pitch away. The 1-0. Slider outside. Backhand snag by Sigler. Ball two.
And it's one of those tough situations where what do you value? Is it the body of work on the season where the Cyclones offense hasn't been as great, or maybe this series where they have hit a little bit better?
The 2-0. Strike right down the middle.
Trying to get the feel of the game versus what maybe the numbers would say. So an unenviable position for Luis Rivera.
2-1. Slider nabs the corner. Strike two. And O'Neill didn't think so. Talking to Clay Williams. By the way, O'Neill is catching tonight for Brooklyn. So very vocal with Clay Williams. Calls for time and steps out. O'Neill a strikeout and a walk tonight. Go ahead, run at third with two outs. The 2-2. Tap weakly towards short. Cowles charges, gloves, wings to first in time. Inning over. And Panacqua with a fist bump coming off the mound. He was oh so close to giving up this tie game. The Cyclones were oh so close to taking the lead. We head to the seventh inning. Still tied at two from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. New pipes in. Nick DeLuca called in for the pen for the play-by-play. But we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. On to the seventh inning from Maimonides Park. Still square at two. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, first place on the line. Half a game of separation. South Atlantic League North Division. And in a game that means so much for the Cyclones, Trey McLaughlin has been outstanding out of the bullpen. So far, 3 1/3, allowed just two hits, nothing on the scoreboard, no walks, and four strikeouts, striking out the side in the sixth and earning his way back out onto the mound for the seventh inning against 8-9-1 in the Hudson Valley order. Kyle Battle leads it off. First pitch, fastball, misses low, it's 1-0. Kyle Battle, 0-for-1, popped out and worked a walk in the third. In his high A debut, looking for the hit. 1-0. Swing and a miss behind a high fastball. Ball and a strike. Some light activity down the right field line in the Cyclones bullpen. But with not a lot to turn to tonight, McLaughlin has been so good. 1-1, fastball off the outside corner, two balls and a strike. Cyclones using a number of arms last night. Courtney, Lavender, Tavares had to piece it together in a rough loss. 2-1, pop foul right side now to play, two balls and two strikes. And really on the other side of the scorecard as well, Josue Panacqua pitching really well for Hudson Valley, two teams that needed some relief in the bullpen, and they've gotten it. 2-2. Tap foul at home plate. Count holds. McLaughlin stares in. Tan glove at the hip, taps the toe to the set, shoulder high, lifts the leg, 2-2. Fastball down and in the count fold. Kyle Battle looking to get something started for Hudson Valley in a 2-2 ball game, top of the seventh. Laughlin to the plate. Fastball upstairs, second walk of the night for Kyle Battle. And the leadoff man aboard in the top of the seventh for the Renegades. First walk of the night issued by Trey McLaughlin. And now some more activity in the Cyclones bullpen. Here's the number nine batter, Eduardo Torrealba. Elevated front foot, waggles the bat, first pitch. Bouncing ball left side, fielded Lugo to second, one. Perosa to first, double play. Every time Trey McLaughlin has needed something tonight, he's gotten it. 5-4-3, two gone.
And right now, this plan is going really well for the Cyclones. Needed help from relief, got some arm work here from McLaughlin from low A, and he is spreading this outing as long as he can.
Back to the top of the order. First pitch to Sigler. Fastball up, 1-0. Anthony Sigler, 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Two-two ball game, top of the seventh. Base is empty after the double play. 1-0. Fastball called, strike outside corner, 1-1. McLaughlin to four innings of shutout relief tonight. How about that for your high A debut? 1-1, change up off the outside corner, two balls and a strike. Anthony Sigler still looking to extend a four-game hitting streak. That's with the bases empty and two away. 2-1. Swing and a miss over a changeup outside half. 2-2. McLaughlin, 2021 Mets draft pick out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. 16th round, looking for another scoreless inning. 2-2. Change up down and in the count fold. Was so good in St. Lucie, earning the call-up and shining in his debut tonight. Payoff pitch. Fastball, called strike three, inside corner. 91 got him looking. Fifth strikeout of the night, and McLaughlin another scoreless frame in this ballgame. 4 1/3 of scoreless relief for Trey McLaughlin. Seventh inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. 2-2 the score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPATH.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible.
not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning from Maimonides Park, 2-2 the score. Edgar Barclay takes over for Josue Pataqual. His night is over after six innings, allowed two runs, four hits, four walks, and five strikeouts. Turns it over to one of the more reliable arms in this Hudson Valley bullpen. Jalen Palmer leads it off. First pitch, changeup down and away, 1-0. Barclay, 15th round pick out of Cal State Bakersfield, a 1.75 ERA. This is 24th appearance of the year, 51 innings, a whip under one at 0.95. Lefty winds in the 1-0. Fouled straight back, one ball, one strike. Cyclones have been held off the board since the second inning. Jalen Palmer hitting his eighth home run of the year. 1-1. Swing and a miss over a breaking ball, 1-2. Hudson Valley scoring twice on one swing from Spencer Henson. Two-run double in the third. But the pitching has been really good tonight. 1-1. Swing and a miss by Palmer. Chased a breaking ball. Scoreboard had it wrong. That's strike three. Palmer down for a first time tonight. Barclay out of the pen has a strikeout. Leadoff man set down in the seventh. One away for Shervin Newton. Cyclone shortstop batting from the right side for the first time tonight. Against the lefty Barclay. Wines lifts the leg. First pitch. Fastball up and away. 1-0. Shervin Newton 0-for-1. Grounded into a double play his last time. Worked a walk in the second. 1-0. Is cut on and missed. It's a ball and a strike. Edgar Barclay, the number 29 prospect in the Yankees system. Rocks in the 1-1. Nubbed back up the middle. Torrey Alba fields on the glove fan and flings to first in time for the second out of the inning. Strikeout and weak contact. Out of the bullpen for Edgar Barclay. Back to the top of the order in the seventh. Here's Matt Rudick. Lefty on lefty. Barclay winds. First pitch. Pop foul. Left side. Now to play. 0-1. Matt Rudick 0-for-2. Worked a walk. Came around to score in the first. Reached in nine straight games. Looking to make something happen in the seventh. 0-1. Fly ball down the left field line, twisting foul and out of play. Battle toward the line to give it a look. No balls and two strikes on Matt Rudick. Bases empty, two gone, 2-2 ball game. 0-2. Hardliner just foul. Up the right field line wide of first. Rudick missing extra bases by a matter of feet. But just couldn't steer it fair. Cyclones with two runs on four hits, no errors. Hudson Valley two runs on three hits and one error. And a pitcher's duel late into this ball game. Now into the bullpens. 0-2. Rudick lifts a pop left side into foul ground. Sigler the mask off. Charging over but runs out of room. Lefty Barclay, the angled wine from the first base side of the rubber. Glove over the belt, nods yes to the sign. Rocks back, 0-2. Pop foul, left side and out of play. Rudick battling. Count remains, no balls and two strikes. Barclay, a multi-inning reliever, likely will be on to work a couple at the back end for Blazer. 0-2, rolled over right side. Glove hand field, Rumfield to the bag himself, and the inning's over. Edgar Barclay works the 1-2-3 seventh out of the bullpen for Hudson Valley. We go to the eighth, 2-2 between Brooklyn and the Renegades. Keith Rapp with the play-by-play when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Cyclones go to the bullpen after Trey McLaughlin was phenomenal, and I mean phenomenal, in relief. Exactly what the Cyclones needed. 4 1/3 scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts. He allowed just 1 walk and 2 hits by Cal Audemars. Call to the pen for right-hander Dyson Acosta. Tyler Hartman stands in to face him. Righty against righty. Pitch. Hartman takes down and in for ball one. So it's a 2-2 game still as we go to the eighth. We have not seen a run cross since the third inning. Acosta's 1-0. Up and in. Hartman got out of the way of 95. 2 balls, no strikes. Starter Christian Scott for the Cyclones tonight. 2 2/3. Hit his limit of 58 pitches, right around 60. Came out at 58. Here comes the 2-0. Caught on and missed. 94 down and away. So McLaughlin threw 59, one more than Scott did over a lot more time. 2-1. Hartman bangs it foul down third. Tyson Blazer, the manager and third base coach, thought about reaching out with that left-hand snag, but thought the better of it. Let it roll right by across the sidewall.
Business decision.
He knows it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Costa uncorks, and the breaking ball got him swinging. So Hartman, you figured, fairly neutralized tonight. He's only been on 2 out of 4 times. A walk, a single, but now 2 strikeouts. He's the team leader in home runs for Hudson Valley. And it's getting to be that kind of that point of the night where it's a 2-2 game, and one swing may be the difference. One out for T.J. Rumfield. Acosta deals. Pitch rolled over to the right side. Schwartz hops off the line, scoops it off the turf, and steps on the bag. Back-to-back outs in a jiff for Dyson Acosta.
And it's been more of the same out of his Cyclones bullpen. McLaughlin to Acosta, pounding the strike zone. That's been the key. Cyclones have been in the zone. They've been so effective in this series and this year.
Spencer Hansen from the right side. First pitch. Acosta missed down and in for ball one. McLaughlin tonight, a season high, 4 1/3, and a career high. So how about that? 1-0. Hanson skies one to right center. Ramirez trotting over into the alleyway. Comes together with Consuegra. Stanley makes the call on the catch. And Acosta has a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Strikeout, ground out, fly out. And 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Neutralized. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Still tied at 2. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Two ball game into the bottom of the eighth. It is crunch time. Cyclones vying for an opportunity to try to jump over the Hudson Valley Renegades for first place. Bottom of the eighth inning, and Edgar Barkley, the southpaw, facing Alex Ramirez to lead it off. Lefty against righty. Barkley deals. First pitch fastball misses at 88. Some good news from Aberdeen. Asheville has taken it to Aberdeen 12-5 with a 6-run top of the sixth. The 1-0, wave and a miss at the soft stuff down and away. So Aberdeen, last couple days, has now tied with Brooklyn for second place. But tonight, behind big, the 1-1. Ramirez launches one down a left field line, but it hooks foul and heads over the bullpen. Strike two. It's just simply amazing, the cat and mouse, the seesaw battle through the season series. Between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Barkley's 1-2. Ramirez pokes it the other way, foul into the parking lot. Renegades have won 13. Brooklyn has won. Renegades have won 14. Brooklyn's won 13. Here comes the 1-2. It's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And into this game, Brooklyn has a run differential in this season series of 27 games. They scored 2 more times than the Renegades. 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball. Good one, but up. Ramirez took a little bit high. Barkley had him fooled, but just missed his plane. And it's 3-2 on Ramirez, leading off the eighth. Payoff pitch. Caught on and missed. Ramirez chases ball 4 in the dirt. So Alex strikes out. He's now 1-for-4. And there's one down in the home half of the eighth.
Sometimes you get in the swing mode a little bit, trying to protect with 2 strikes. Alex Ramirez expanding against Edgar Barkley, who, as mentioned, has been really good for Tyson Blazer in this Hudson Valley Renegades bullpen.
This brings up JT Schwartz. One out, eighth inning. Pitch. Slider miss up for ball one. Cyclones scored the first 2 runs. RBI ground out from the guy at the plate right now, JT Schwartz, and a solo homer from Jalen Palmer. 1-0. Missed in. 2 balls, no strikes. Spencer Hanson on the Renegade side, top 3. 2 on. Cracked a double down the third baseline to bring them both in. 2-0. That missed in tight. Sigler, who received that ball behind the plate, shoulders slumped. He didn't get the call. And now 3-0 on JT. Barkley out of the windup. High kick, 3-0. Schwartz takes in the dirt.
So a four-pitch walk, fairly rare for Edgar Barkley, who is the Nestor Cortez of the Hudson Valley Renegades. Soft-throwing lefty. Does change his cadence on the mound every once in a while. Doesn't quite go as nasty Nestor. Swinging the leg this way and that way. But Barkley does like to change speeds, get creative.
Especially tough against other lefties, so JT Schwartz will sign up for the walk.
So he's the go-ahead run. Here's Peroza, tied at two. First pitch, way outside. That's five in a row now out of the zone for Barkley. Peroza ground out tonight in three trips. And on an 18 straight. 1-0. Change up, missed up for ball two. William Lugo looms on deck. Rogoza sways the bat over the plate. Schwartz crawls off first into a small lead. The 2-0. Off the plate with another changeup, ball three. So that's seven in a row out of the zone. The lift and the 3-0. Up high. Back-to-back four-pitch walks for Edgar Barkley. Head-scratching for Hudson Valley. Cyclones are strolling into an opportunity with one out at the bottom of the eighth. And William Lugo at the plate. Here comes the entire infield to the mound. And the pitching coach, Spencer Medick.
Here's a reminder to you, it's Friday night here at Walmart. That means we will have Friday night fireworks.
Medick taking as slow a walk as possible. He makes his way up that dirt mound. Barkley is one of those well-respected arms. Cyclones have many times getting ready for these series. Just kind of say those things out loud that are terms of endearment. A lot of times Cyclones coaches and players just go, yeah, that Barkley's a big leaguer. He just kind of knows what he's doing out there. He doesn't throw overly hard, but smart. Comes into tonight's game with a 1.75 ERA in 23 games. 63 punchies in 51 innings. As Nick told you, that great reliever number, the whip under one. It's really hard to find one metric that tells you how good a reliever is. Whip's pretty close. Barkley's whip is whipped into a frenzy right now. He's walked a pair. This is, again, very unlike him. So the meeting on the mound is adjourned. William Lugo to the plate. 2-2 game in the bottom of the eighth inning. First one to Lugo. Change up strike on the far side of the plate. Runners lead. Barkley steps off. Lugo tonight a double and a walk. He's also struck out. The 0-1 pitch. Change up. Cracked on the ground to second base. Toriyama fields on one hop. Flips to second for one. Cowles just holds right there. Lugo safe at first. No throw. Schwartz gets a third. So Lugo hit it sharply, but not too hard for Toriyama, Cowles, and Rumpke to hook up for a double play.
JT Schwartz freezing for a moment, too. Wasn't sure whether that would travel long enough to get caught. Jose Peroza had it read well, so it was on the move. Lots of confusion for the Cyclones on the base pass there, but good hustle by Lugo to give Stanley Consuegra a shot with a runner at third to try and take the lead.
So now Consuegra, two outs, tied at two, eighth inning. Barkley uncorks, caught on and miss. Change up on the inner half. For a moment there in that sixth inning, Stanley found it again. Two early strikeouts, but cranked a double down third. The 0-1. Strike inside corner, another changeup. Stanley swung at the first one, took the second one. Spins out of the way. Runners at first and third. Barkley from the belt. Caught on and missed. Another changeup. And Edgar Barkley in and out of trouble as only he can walk the tightrope in the eighth. Cyclones strand a pair. We go to the ninth inning. Tied at two in a big one in the division. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
On we go to the ninth inning. Big crowd tonight, waiting for the fireworks. Lights are on at Maimonides Park. We are tied at two. Mets affiliate, Yankees affiliate, game four of a six-game season series. Dyson Acosta had a scoreless eighth. Right hander out for the ninth. Try to keep it where it is. We have not had any runs since the top of the third. Grant Richardson, Cowles, and Aaron Polanski. This segment has gone 1-for-9. Richardson has three strikeouts. Tall lefty batter. Acosta spins the first and missed up and away with 95 for ball one. Acosta turns the feet, the 1-0. Slider bends in for ball two. Richardson rests that bat on the shoulder. The 2-0. There's a strike, inner half. Acosta up to 96. He's touched 97 since throwing in relief. Loving his new role. 2-1. Chop weakly towards second, but it's foul. Got a piece of Richardson before it rolled out to Peroza, who makes the little float over to first. No reason to do that, but it's 2-2 on Richardson. Dyson, 29 innings as a starter, ERA of 9.93. That's about the same amount of innings as a reliever, actually one more at 30. ERA of 1.5. Loving that roll. 2-2. Back to a slider missed off the plate, and it's full. Here comes the payoff. Outside. Fastball missed by a few inches. So Acosta walks his first man in relief. And we've seen tonight in this series, the Cyclones let some freebie base runners on. The Renegades do not really miss. So a leadoff walk in the ninth. Here's Cowles, who is 0-for-3. Lugo in at third. Acosta from the stretch. First pitch. Slider, strike one on the outside corner.
Certainly not what Dyson Acosta was looking for. Trying to get back into the strike zone, and Cyclones staff has been so good at working around trouble tonight. Acosta trying to do it again.
The righty's 0-1. Slider strike pierces the inside corner. So Dyson going east and west. And going with the breaking stuff. Nothing in two. Nobody out at the top of the ninth, tied at two. Runner goes. Pitch cut on and miss. O'Neill bobbled the ball. Richardson slides into second base without a throw. So Cowell strikes out. Richardson now the go-ahead run in scoring position. Renegades get what they want on a true 0-2 pitch. Good pitch to go on. And this brings up Aaron Polensky.
Tough play for Matt O'Neill. Breaking ball down and away. Knows he's got to hurry on the transfer. Couldn't do it cleanly. And like you said, the benefits of putting a runner in motion in that spot.
First one. Aaron pops it up behind home plate. O'Neill takes the mask off, looking towards the crowd. Flips the mask away. Makes the catch right on the Maimonides Health logo behind home plate. Took just one pitch to put away Polensky. Two down.
And really well executed by Dyson Acosta. Continuing to fill up the zone after the leadoff walk. And getting the soft contact now. One out away.
Kyle Battle in his high A debut. Right-handed swinger. Game on the line. Ninth inning tied at two. Runner in scoring position. Acosta gets the sign. First toss. Slider strike outside corner. Battle's walked twice. He's popped out once. Showing off that good speed. He displayed at low A. Had a stolen base tonight. He now has 17 this year. And a score to run. Pretty good debut. 0-1. Pop foul back and out of play towards the speed pitch on the concourse. No balls, two strikes. Richardson off second base, kept close by Peroza. Acosta steps off and looks him back. Richardson had taken another step towards third. Seen guys like Tyler Hartman do that tonight. Try to steal third. Renegades love to run. Trying to catch Acosta sleeping. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Got him swinging. Acosta puts Battle away, and the Cyclones have a chance to walk the game off in the bottom of the ninth. We are tied at two. Acosta strands the go-ahead runner, and the Cyclones looking to even the series when we get back to Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Cyclones 2, Renegades 2. Brooklyn a chance to find a hero tonight. Lefty Edgar Barkley continues in relief. Barkley danced a tightrope out of a tricky eighth inning. See if the Cyclones can get to him in the ninth. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. This is MILB.TV. And, of course, the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Matt O'Neill leads off. He's a right-handed hitter. Barkley turns the feet. First one of the ninth inning. Missed outside with a change for ball one. Matt 0 for 2 with a walk. It's O'Neill, Palmer, and Newton due up. The 1-0. Fastball strike. Nabs the knees outside corner. That was 89. The 1-1. Caught on and missed. Good change. O'Neill looking heat. Got the soft stuff. That's what makes Barkley so tricky. Barkley is ahead. Here's his 1-2. And O'Neill strikes out. Another changeup. Guy's throwing 89 miles an hour and throws a change at 79. And is just as effective, if not more effective sometimes, than a guy throwing 100.
It's the rocking chair. Just varying speed, disrupting timing. That's what it is for Edgar Barkley, and he does it really well.
Jalen Palmer stands in. First one his way. Tap foul at home plate on a changeup. Strike one. Now, if you are out there wondering, Barkley has not given up a home run this year. 2-2 in the ninth. 0-1. Missed up and away. Barkley gave up 7 last year in 29 appearances and has been great this year. 1-1. Palmer takes outside with a change. Ball 2. Bases are empty. Palmer has a homer tonight. The 2-1. Up and away. That was the fastball. The 3-1. Caught on and missed. Palmer chasing a changeup. Looked like it was a little outside. Might have chased ball 4. And it's 3-2. Hard to pick up, Edgar Barkley. Payoff pitch. Missed inside. Went changeup. Palmer flings the bat down and takes the walk to first.
And not the guy that Edgar Barkley was looking to lose. With a stolen base, certainly in play for Jalen Palmer.
Tyson Blazer comes out of the dugout. Renegades have the bullpen up. See if they make the move. One out in the ninth inning. Blazer to the top of the mound, hands on his hips, talking it over with his infield. Looks like the bullpen has somebody ready. Whoever it is at the gate. Blazer either going to make a move here or just going to talk to his guys, and now he will make the move. Well, Tyson just making it as dramatic as ever. We'll take one more break. Continuing on with the bottom of the ninth as Barkley walks off the field tied 2-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our 3-game flex plan or 3-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our 3-game flex plan, choose any 3 games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our 3-game meal deal, choose any 3 games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October.
In the ninth inning, Tyson Blazer with one out and one on goes to his reliever, right-hander Charlie Ruger. It is a 2-2 game, bottom of the ninth. The winning run is at first for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Sherman Newton stands in, switch hitter batting left. Sherman tonight a walk and 2 groundouts. Palmer's at first. Ruger the righty deals. And Newton takes the changeup low for ball 1. Charlie, a big-time veteran of this ballpark.
He's pitched here for many, many years, since 2019 as a Yankees minor leaguer with the Staten Island Yankees, and then last year with Hudson Valley. The righty set at the belly, spins, throws over, Palmer back in. Ruger, the big guy, about 6'7", bends in for the sign. 1-0, Palmer goes, pitch taken outside, Segler throws down, here's the play, Palmer is in. And Jalen up on his feet, clapping, looking over to the dugout. He is the winning run in scoring position. Jalen steals his 20th bag. Two balls, no strikes on Newton. Bottom of the ninth inning, one out. Sherman softly waves the bat over his shoulder, pulsing it. 2-0. Caught on and missed. Scoffed at the changeup. 82 downstairs. Newton is 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk against Ruger this year. 2-1. Down and out against the tall lefty. Ball three. Matt Rudick on deck. Alex Ramirez behind him. Renegades shift a little bit. Cowles, the shortstop, playing right up the middle, right behind Palmer, who takes his lead. Hardman close to third, so a big hole in the shortstop side. Here comes the 3-1, and it's outside, ball four. Not the worst thing in the world for the Renegades, especially after Palmer stole second, because now you have any bag as a force. You could roll a double play from anywhere. So it's Matt Rudick. Now Rudick has not seen Ruger this year. Matt tonight 0-3, but a walk and a run scored. Good contact hitter. Everything tonight has been in play. First and second, one out in the ninth. Pitch. Missed outside with 87. Ball one. Same shift against Rudick as the lefty, with Cowles playing up the middle. Torrealba very deep at second base. Ruger readies the 1-0. Rudick lines one in the air towards left. Battle over. Reaches up. It's over his head. Jalen Palmer around third. He scores standing up. Matt Rudick, the hero. The Cyclones walk it off 3-2 and jump into first place over Hudson Valley. Matt Rudick getting mobbed at second base. Here comes the Gatorade bath. And splash right on top of him. Yellow Gatorade, the color of choice tonight. The Cyclones win it 3-2. Kyle Battle in at a depth. We're on a ground ball. He trusted his arm to throw home. And because he was so in, he kind of had to run to his left, reach up, and it was over his head. And Matt Rudick drives in the game-winning run. Cyclones win it on a walk-off. We'll be back to wrap it up from Maimonides Park right after this. Brooklyn, a winner on a walk-off. 3-2 against Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Coliseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Coliseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColiseoRistorante.com.
Cyclone's triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclone's cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Cyclones get the victory tonight and beat Hudson Valley to get back into first place. Keith Rad with you at Maimonides Park. Nick DeLucas, where's he? He's down on the field talking with the star of the game tonight, Matt Rudick, ahead of the fireworks show. Cyclones with a victory tonight. Get back into first place. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Cyclones left 9 men on base tonight. And for Hudson Valley, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. Renegades left 6. The victory goes to Dyson Acosta. He threw the final 2 innings. He goes to 4-6. And how good has he been in relief this year? He's been a kind of a secret weapon at this point. The loss to Edgar Barkley. He was the guy who put on the eventual winning run, even though Ruger came on. And the inherited runner scored against him. So a cost to the win, Ruger the loss. Time of the game, 2 hours and 26 minutes. And a good crowd tonight of 3,678. And mention just this direct hit. The Cyclones do jump into first place. Brooklyn with the victory goes to 26-20. And Hudson Valley goes to 25-20, so there's your half game. The other team at play tonight, Aberdeen, they're trailing Asheville 12-6. So if that score holds, Brooklyn is in first, and Aberdeen and Asheville are fighting for that second and third playoff spot yet again. So to go back to this game, starting at 7 o'clock, Christian Scott against Josue Panacqual. Cyclones got on the board first, scored 2 early runs. First one against Panacqual came in the bottom of the first. JT Schwartz, RBI single after Matt Rudick walked. And then in the second inning, Jalen Palmer launched a solo home run. Big shot over the left center field wall to make it 2-0. And that was it for the Cyclones until the ninth. But Hudson Valley did tie the game in the top of the third. So after the Renegades went down 2-0, they scored 2, top 3. And they did it against Christian Scott, who ended up giving up 1 hit tonight. But 2 runs. The reason why he got in trouble was because he walked 3. 2 of them came in that third inning. And with 2 outs, Spencer Henson had runners at second and third. He caught a 1-1 pitch and yanked it down the line to make it 2-2. So Christian Scott, 5 strikeouts, 2 2/3, 2 runs tonight. And I mentioned the Cyclones scored 2 early ones and didn't score after that until the ninth. That's because Josue Panacqual was terrific. 2 runs over 6 for a quality start in this head-to-head. So it was a bullpen game. Edgar Barkley held it down for a little while. Trey McLaughlin was really on the pitching side the star of the show. I know we talked about Dyson Acosta at the end, keeping it tied. But McLaughlin was brought in, and he probably didn't even realize the kind of situation he was needed in. Cyclones are desperate for pitching help. They have nobody rested. They have nobody ready. And McLaughlin got off a plane today and pitched. And how long did he pitch? Well, the longest he's ever pitched as a professional. 4 1/3 innings tonight. No runs. Struck out 5, walked 1, allowed 2 hits. So he really chewed up the middle portions of those games and left it up to the Cyclones to score in the bottom of the ninth. A 1-out walk for Jalen Palmer. And Shervin Newton was standing at home plate. Palmer stole second. Newton walked, and Matt Rudick cracked a liner to left field. Kyle Battle was in, and Rudick put it over his head for a Cyclones 3-2 winner. And the guy that got a chance to talk to the star of the game tonight, Nick DeLuca. You didn't get the Gatorade bath, my friend, but the guy you talked to did. How was Matt feeling tonight?
Well, he was feeling pretty good, and I was feeling pretty good because I avoided it. You know, you get caught up in that a couple of times, and you learn your lesson. But Matt Rudick with as big a Cyclones at bat as we've had all year. I mean, this is a huge game. First place again on the line. Aberdeen nipping at the heels of both of these teams atop the division. And Matt Rudick comes through with that line drive base hit in the ninth. So, obviously, a lot of excitement in that Cyclones clubhouse and dugout. And ready to get back to it tomorrow with a chance to take the series lead. That's the mentality for this team down there. But super impressive, the rally that they were able to put together in the ninth inning after really being shut down for a majority of this ball game. Scored in the first, scored in the second, but after that were very quiet. So a credit to the Cyclones offensively for doing enough to continue to stick with it, and also the bullpen, which was super impressive. And Rudick mentioning Trey McLaughlin, who was outstanding. 4 1/3, scoreless, 2 hits, 5 strikeouts. A stellar debut, and that certainly led the way for the Cyclones tonight. So Brooklyn retakes first place. A look around the rest of the South Atlantic League scoreboard. Hickory on top of Winston-Salem, 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Wilmington and Jersey Shore in the bottom of the ninth inning, a 4-1 lead for the Blue Rocks over the Blue Claws. Asheville and Aberdeen are in the top of the eighth. The Taurus, a touchdown lead over the Ironbirds, 13-6. So some help on the way for both of these teams. Appears that Aberdeen is headed for a loss. Bottom of the sixth. In Bowling Green, Hot Rods and Drive are tied at 5. And Greensboro and Rome postponed due to rain tonight. The makeup scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. In the Mets organization, still waiting for the computer to load. Syracuse and Charlotte in the top of the eighth. 12-9 lead for the Knights over the Mets affiliate. And now we got a reload. Unbelievable. We'll get you the scores in a minute. St. Lucie and Lakeland delayed in the top of the seventh inning. 5-2 lead for Lakeland at Publix Field. And Binghamton and Richmond have gone final. 8-4 win for Richmond after that rough start for the Rumble Ponies. Able to claw back and make it a little bit closer. But the Rumble Ponies fall to 42-69 on the full year. And atop it all, the Mets are through 6 against the Phillies, a 5-2 lead for New York. Pete Alonso making some noise earlier in the ballgame. The Phillies falling back with a couple of runs in the bottom of the fifth. But the Mets searching to extend their lead atop the NL East, off to a good start, doing some good work against Aaron Nola, who allowed 5 earned in 5 innings to start the ball game for the Phillies. So the Mets getting after it with the bats tonight. Cyclones did it as well. Took a little while, but able to come through in the ninth inning. Matt Rudick, the walk-off line drive single to left center field, and the Cyclones back in first place in the North Division. Chance to take the series lead as we head into the weekend tomorrow. Luis Moreno getting the ball for Brooklyn against Richard Fitz, making his first start against the Cyclones this season. That should just about wrap it up for us tonight. Cyclones walk-off winners by a score of 3-2. Join us again tomorrow when the Cyclones and Renegades play Game 5 of 6 in this series. First pitch at 6 o'clock. Cyclones pregame on the air at 5:40 on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Cyclones retake the lead in the division. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.